I put so much pressure on myself to be perfect. Between homework and sports and drama and being social, I slept about 4 hours a night through high school and college. Allison Williams.
My life is scribbling and scratching and half-scribbled pages at dawn. If anything, I've learned you can't always go home, you can't always be warm inside, that without love, we are never more than strangers in paradise. What the heck is that supposed to be?
No! You have to say it with feeling! This is the key moment of the entire play! People, listen to me! We have only 2 days left of rehearsal. Ready or not, come Friday, the curtains will go up. And when it does, the entire school will be watching. Miss Peters!
Yes, ma'am?
What in the blazes are you wearing?
My toga?
Wrong! You're wearing someone else's toga. Give that one back to the 6-year-old girl you took it from and go find one in your size. Good Lord, girl! Just look at yourself! I swear, sometimes you kids have the brains of a gnat. I will not have my class put on the first school play shut down by the Vice Squad! Freddy! Get your fingers out of your nose! Good Lord, you people are animals! Francie Peters!
Yes, ma'am?
Why are you still here?
Ma'am?
Why are you still on my stage? Do you think this play is all about you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's it. Everyone, throw away their scripts. Francie Peters has decided we'll do the entire play about her. The Toga Tramp of Shangri-La.
Please, Christine.
Go ahead, Miss Peters. This stage is all yours. Shine. Enthrall us with your heart-wrenching story. Go on. We're listening.
I'm sorry.
On Friday night, sorry won't cut it, young lady. Now go backstage and tell Renee you need another toga. We don't want the only talents you have busting out of that one.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Well, well. Here she is. You know, there's a rumor going on that you're a lesbian, Kachu. Maybe they meant thespian, huh?
Go away, Johnny.
But I stuck up for you. No way she's a dyke, I said. Not my girl. I got the teeth marks to prove it, don't I, babe?
Don't screw with me, Johnny. I'm not in the mood.
That's funny. That's what you said last week. And the week before that. And the week before that. So what does it take to get you in the mood these days, Miss Chuvansky? Lisa Riley? You're dead meat! You hear me? You're dead! Dyke!
What's going on up there? Who is that?
Still doing homework?
Yeah, I'm almost done. Has Dad come home yet?
No, but I expect he'll be home any minute.
He's been working a lot lately.
I know. He's been training a new secretary.
Another one?
Well, how'd it go at school today?
Fine.
What did your band teacher say when you played his piece for him?
He didn't let me play.
Why? You worked all weekend on it.
He said I'm the worst clarinet player he's ever heard, and he couldn't take it anymore. He wants me to play triangle for the rest of the semester.
Well, I never. I'm calling your principal first thing in the morning, and I'm going to give
Mother,
him a piece of
please! Just don't, okay? God, it's embarrassing enough as it is.
Well, how are rehearsals going on the play? Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
I wish they would have given you a bigger part.
Mom!
I just want you to be involved, honey. That's all. There's so much going for you.
I'm involved.
When I was your age, I was so busy at school making new friends and going out to have...
I have friends.
I mean, nice friends.
My friends are nice.
Well, of course they are. I just meant well. I want you to be happy. That's all.
I'm happy, Mom.
Good. Then I can go to bed.
Yes. Your daughter is safe for the night.
No fairies will come and steal you away?
I don't think so.
Good night, sweetheart. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you three.
I love you forever. Katina?
Hey.
Hi. What are you doing?
I was just passing by. Is this your room?
Yeah.
Nice. Look at all this furniture. Would you guys, like, rent it out or something?
No. I mean, not actually. Most of it was my grandmother's, you know? It's just old stuff. Used.
I watched you at play rehearsal today.
You did?
Beam was a pig for yelling at you like that.
Oh, well. I had it coming, I'm sure. She's talented and I'm such a dork.
No, you're not. You're beautiful.
Thank you, Katina. I think you're pretty too.
Really? Well, so much for your taste in women. And on that happy note, I bid thee good night, moon. Thy countenance shines much brighter than the beaming pig doth fear, forsooth.
Oh. Oh, watch out for
That's
the...
It.
Sprinklers.
You need to get that fixed.
Good night, Moon. You've been listening to episode 2 of Strangers in Paradise, book 6, High School, by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Vanessa Van Zer was Cachou. Nicole Tomte was Francine. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters. Tim Price was Johnny. Anna Crawford was Miss Beam. Brad Oxnam was Freddie Femur. David Ellis was First Actor. All other parts played by the ATW Players. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Music by Danya Vodovos. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore available through abstractstudiocomics.com. As always, you can contact us at htwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at htw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.